You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We have the pleasure of joining Alon Raich from Tel Aviv, Israel, managing director and owner of Phenofine Limited, an Israel-based company that builds, promotes, and operates websites dealing with personal and corporate finance, most notably moneytransfercomparison.com. Mr. Raich, a pleasure to have you today on Enterprise Radio.
It's a pleasure to be interviewed by you, Eric. Thank you.
And it is our pleasure to have you with us and really appreciate your time. So tell us, how can small businesses like yours be successful while employing less than 10 people?
I think that it has to do with the guts. You have to be gutsy. You have to be willing to experiment in things that you're not an expert on per se. And I think that you should be willing to empower your employees to deal with the multitude of topics, not to be just a one-trick pony. And in that way, you could make a small company employing several people, you know, function as if it was a bigger company. I think this is the secret. You just have to dare to do things even outside of your normal scope.
And I think that's sound advice, but backing it up just a little bit, if this is the case, as you stated, why do most companies continuously hire more staff as they grow?
Yeah, I think that for a lot of companies, particularly startups that don't really need all that manpower, they try to, you know, stay within the standards of the industry. Like if every other company, you know, is hiring as much as they can, then as an entrepreneur or a newcomer to entrepreneurship, you immediately think that, okay, this is the right way to go. And I think it just has to do with, you know, the way startups operate. They just copy what the other is doing. And obviously you have a lot of startups that are very technology heavy, and you have no way around but employing a lot of people if you want to reach results in a reasonable time frame. So because these startups, I don't know, like everyone looks at Google at their early years, then, you know, of course, if your startup is trying to mimic Google, you have to hire as many people as possible in a short period of time. But if your startup is not very technology heavy, then you can consider, you know, employing people on a much slower pace. That's what I think.
What would you say are the key characteristics that you think a business owner or manager should possess in order to be successful? Get into some of those details from your experience.
Well, like I said before, I think being gutsy and having the ability to dare and do things that are outside of your comfort zone are key characteristics for a business owner or an entrepreneur. But other than that, obviously, you have to be sort of a jack of all trades in terms of your skill set. I think that there are a lot of very talented people who didn't make it as entrepreneurs because they had one area in which they specialized in and were able to do really great on that aspect, but they weren't able to handle with the fact that you have to multitask and the fact that you have to just deal with a lot of other things. I think that if you possess these characteristics of being a jack of all trades, or someone who has a diverse skill set, then your chances are vastly improved. Or if you know that you're only good in specific things, then you need to hire people right from the get-go that will handle certain aspects of your business, or go into business with partners, and each one of your partners will have their own strong points.
And certainly appreciate your response. Most helpful today, we're joined by Alon Raich, Managing Director and owner of Finofine Limited, an Israel-based company that builds, promotes, and operates websites dealing with personal and corporate finance here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Alon, do you ever miss being employed by a company? I'd be curious to ask that question to a lot of folks that do come on the show that are self-employed.
Yeah. Well, I definitely do at times, because being a business owner is taxing, and you have to always be on alert, and you have to deal with a lot of things that aren't necessarily the things that you want to deal with at the moment. And being employed by a company is a whole different story. Even if you're in an executive position and you have to work long hours and put in some serious effort, you still don't have the same sense of liability. And I mean, it's being a part of a larger company has its perks in terms of, you know, if you want to take a day off, it's much more flexible. If one day you're completely drained out of energy, you can shift into low gear and just go through the day, and it happens, and, you know, nothing will happen because there are so many other employees. So it's in the sense of having fun, I think being employed is better. And the second biggest advantage of being employed is that you can deal with the stuff that you want to deal with. Let's put it this way. It was much more enjoyable for me personally to deal only with marketing stuff rather than all the overheads associated with being a small business owner. But obviously I made the choice to become a small business owner because there is much more potential. And at the end of the day, it is, I have a great deal of pleasure seeing my project grow and succeed. Yeah.
I definitely would agree with you in all regards. Really great response as well. And thanks for that from a personal standpoint, sharing that. Now, lastly, could you tell us more about Finofine and what it does, and why do you think it has good prospects for the future?
Sure. So Finofine builds and promotes websites mostly in the personal finance space, but not only. And our biggest project is moneytransfercomparison.com. It's an informational website that compares and reviews money transfer providers for people who want to transfer money abroad but don't want to do it through their banks. They want to basically cut the incredible fees that banks take from each transaction. So they use third-party providers. And in order to do that, people really need to take a leap of faith, because you're transferring vast amount of money to a third-party provider, and you just need someone objective to tell you who's trustworthy, what are they offering, and so on. So Money Transfer Comparison has been one of the most successful websites in this space globally. It's mostly targeting UK, but it's a global website, and we have a lot of other projects. I think that, you know, as the internet penetrates even further, and more and more of the things that people do become an online journey, because, you know, the older generation still stick to the common conceptions, and they want sidetrack their banks. They won't try to find alternative providers in the personal finance space. But as the new generation becomes more prominent and becomes the strongest demographic, more and more people will go and use the internet to do all sorts of transactions and activities relating to personal finance or shopping or whatever, and they would need like informational websites to navigate them through these massive spaces. Like money transfer is a relatively small niche. It's targeting small businesses and expatriates and people who need to move large amounts of money abroad. There aren't that many people, but there are probably over 500 providers to choose from. And that's confusing. So what happens when you have like 10,000 different online banks to choose from, and you have several new online banks being established like every month currently? What happens when you have like a million stores to choose from to buy a certain item? You would need comparison sites to look into the offering and offer you what are your best alternatives. So I think there is good prospects for the future.
And I think so too, Mr. Rahish, and it has been more than a pleasure to have had you with us on the program. If listeners wanted to get more information on Phenofine, where's the best place they could get further information?
Well, I think that if you have a business proposal, the best way to find me is via LinkedIn. I think most business owners already have the premium functionality of LinkedIn. So you can always send me a message and I would never ignore it unless it's blatant advertising. And if you want to read more about Phenofine, you can go to phenofine.com. And if you want to read more about our money transfer comparison, you can go to moneytransfercomparison.com. And that's it. Yeah.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Rahish, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you, Eric. Thank you.
We've been speaking with Mr. Alon Rahish, the managing director and owner of Phenofine Limited, an Israel-based company that builds, promotes, and operates websites dealing with personal and corporate finance, most notably moneytransfercomparison.com. And for further details on Phenofine, visit phenofine.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.